Today's reading is from Mark chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. Mark chapter 4, starting in verse 1. Again, he began to teach beside the sea, and a very large crowd gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea, and the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. And he was teaching them many things in parables, and in his teaching he said to them, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and immediately it sprang up, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. And other seeds fell into good soil and produced grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. And he said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. And he said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God. But for those outside, everything is in parables, so that they may indeed see but not perceive, and may indeed hear but not understand, lest they should turn and be forgiven." And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables?" Jesus goes on to explain this particular parable, but we're going to do that in tomorrow's reading. So sticking with just the parable here and some of the words that Jesus uses, notice what he said there at the end of our reading. "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables?" Jesus places an emphasis on this parable as maybe one of the easier ones to understand, and if you can understand this one, then you can apply those concepts to understanding other parables. It's also because he's talking about really hearing what's going on, really hearing the message that God is speaking. And it's about whether you really hear that, really understand it, really take it into your heart, or whether it just goes nowhere. Parables are usually using something we understand in order to illustrate a spiritual message. Now, when it comes to gardening and sowing seed and reaping from that, we're a little bit different than what he describes here. I don't know exactly how you do gardening, but for me, I'm deliberate about it. So this spring, we expanded our garden. Last year, we just had a raised garden. This year, I tilled up part of the yard to make a garden. And I'm by no means a master gardener. I've told you, I've got more of a black thumb than anything. I have a knack for killing plants, though I have had more success the last couple of years. So in the raised bed, that was pretty easy because the soil was there from last year. I had bought that soil. It didn't have a lot of weeds in it, that sort of thing. It's pretty easy to keep up with. So I've got my tomato plants there. We've got some zucchini there. We've got some pepper plants there and a few flowers. But the one in the yard was different. I had to break that ground up, and the yard is trying very hard to take it back over. And so I can see some application from my experience and from this parable. But when it came to tilling that up, I got it tilled, and I made a border around it with some landscape timbers. And we smoothed it out. We worked through it to get all the grass out that I had tilled up. And then we made rows. And we got 4 rows in that section. And so then we planned out, you know, sort of sketched it out, what we were going to plant where. And so the first row, we've got squash plants. And squash can be pretty big, so I made those pretty far apart. So we made little mounds, and we put the seeds in. We covered that over, put them in at the right depth, space them apart. And then we planned the next row, and then the next row, and then the next row. And when we were planning all that out, that was our deliberate way of sowing the seed. But the way that Jesus is presenting this is more of the older idea of sowing seed of, you know, you prepare your ground and you kind of throw the seed. And you try to throw it pretty hard so that it sort of digs itself into the ground and the dirt ends up covering it. And you end up sowing a whole lot of seed. And, you know, a relatively small portion of it ends up growing up into your crop. But most of us don't do that anymore. Most of us are deliberate about it. We only buy smaller amounts of seeds, and we plant a few together, and we put them in those rows, and we do everything that way. But the way that Jesus is presenting this is, a sower went out to sow, and you've got some along the path, you've got some on rocky ground, you've got some on, among thorns, and then you've got some in the good soil. With my garden, I'm trying to plant it all in good soil. I'm not just throwing it everywhere, but Jesus is saying that when we're sowing, when we're talking about the spiritual message, the kingdom, we're doing so indiscriminately. We're not picking which ground gets the seed. The sower throwing all the seed on all of the ground. But what he's depicting is whether they listened. So the ground receiving the sown seed, which is the word, that's what he's focusing on. Did they listen? And if they listened, did they do anything with it? And his point is, if you can't understand the basics, how will you ever get any farther? And so, yes, the message is about sowing the seed and people's reception, but it's also to his disciples about listening and applying and using what God is telling them and what Jesus is equipping them with. No matter which ground we're talking about hearts. That's what the soil is. They are men's hearts. Speaking of men in a general sense. He is preparing those that are going to be his apostles for what they're going to face. And this is one of the harder things to swallow. You know, when we are believers, when we are obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ, we realize what a value it is, how great it is, what an incredible gift we've been given with the grace of God. And we want everybody to listen to it, and we want everybody to heed it, and we want everybody to obey it. The fact is, it doesn't work that way. And there are people we're going to establish a relationship with over time. Maybe it's somebody we just met and we're sharing the gospel with them, but we're still establishing a relationship with that person, and we're making some ties with them that we really want them to be obedient. Not just because I want to have success, but because I want them to receive the grace of God. So I think he's preparing the apostles for the fact that when they're going out and doing the work of being ambassadors for Christ and declaring the message of the kingdom, that they're going to encounter all sorts of different types of soil in men's hearts. So they need to understand this in order to move forward and to do the work that they're supposed to do. I think there's also another point for us to think about is, which heart do I have? And that one's a little tougher, because I've got to really look at myself, and I've really got to think about myself in the way that Jesus is presenting this. What kind of soil is my heart? Is it along the wayside where it does nothing? Is it the rocky ground where it has no lasting ability or power? Is it among the thorns where the things of this world choke it out? Or is it good soil that's producing good fruit? And I want to say, I think our hearts change over time. You know, maybe we can be the rocky soil, but we can get more depth and we can move forward. Or we can be good soil and we can be, you know, we can start off very well in our obedience to Christ, but over time we allow the thorns and the weeds to come in and start choking everything out. What kind of heart do I have today? Am I receptive to God's word today? Am I listening today? I think it's a very important question for us to ask. We need to pray that we have the right kind of heart that listens in the right way, and that we cultivate that heart in such a way that we do produce as much as possible, that we are fruitful for God, for ourselves. That's the only way that we can last. Because notice that all the other types of soil besides the good soil, they never last. They get choked, they get scorched, they get eaten. They don't make it to the end. Be faithful unto death. That's what we're trying to do. So let's pray that we have the right kind of hearts and that we do the right kind of work to keep good soil in our hearts. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all, and come back tomorrow for another reading.